Medical Wing of Ramakumaris presents a two-day mind-body medicine e-conference for all healthcare professionals.
Namaste, good evening and Om Shanti, and welcome to the second session of the mind-body medicine e-conference. When we look at the medical profession, we see that it is a profession that is always looked up to. It commands a great amount of respect and reverence from people. Why do you think that happens? And I believe that it comes from this understanding that when we go to a doctor, when we go to a hospital, or when we see someone who is there to help us bring back our health, we see them as their healers. But it is often seen that in the process of healing, the healer is tired. If the healer does not respond well to the patient's needs, what happens then? Sometimes it feels as if the healer needs healing. This is the topic for our first session of this evening. And I would be indeed honored to present Brahmakumari Sister Shivani, who needs no bigger introduction. She is the popular face of the Brahmakumaris, where she has brought in the minute understanding of spirituality to day-to-day applications of life. She's a senior Raja Yoga teacher and has been studying spiritual knowledge and practice in Raja Yoga meditation for several years. She is a gold medalist in electronic engineering from Pune University in the year 1994, and she also served as a lecturer at Bharatiya Vidyapeeth College of Engineering in Pune. Since 2007, she has been on screen in India and abroad through her presentation of practical spiritual understandings on TV programs, Awakening with Brahmakumaris, which was being aired on Awakening Channel, Asta Channel in India, United Kingdom and United States, across 160 countries in all five continents. Sister Shivani has traveled across continents for conducting programs and workshops for live TV and radio programs. She is a well-known motivational speaker, a face that is recognized all over the globe. For her exceptional contributions, she was awarded the Nari Shakti Award by the President of India. We are glad to have her with us this evening. Over to Sister Shivani.
Om Shanti. First and foremost, heartfelt gratitude to each one here and lots of blessings. Honestly, I can't even explain to you how much each one, every single day, every moment, thinks and blesses and prays for all the healthcare professionals all over the world. And we all believe in the power of prayers and blessings and the miracles that it can create. And so we are certain, with the whole world praying for you and blessing you, each one of you is protected. Let's take a minute of silence. And in this silence, we will connect to God. And each one of you create a circle of God's power around every doctor who's not well right now and every patient, each one that you know who needs God's healing power right now. Just take a moment of silence, see them there, and then just take God's energy and create a circle of white light around them and create a thought, protected by God's powers and blessings. They are perfect and healthy and will always be. They are safe. They are secure. Each one is safe. Om Shanti. This is something that we need to do many times in the day. Each time you even think of anyone who's not well right now, just do it immediately. Don't think of the present scenario. Don't create thoughts that they're critical, they're not well, what will happen, what's the future. Let's not create those thoughts of the reality we see. We will only create thoughts of blessings and prayers for each one. So many times in the day, and every time you even think of any one of them, immediately just do this, that they are protected with God's powers and blessings. They are perfect and healthy and will always be. The need of the hour is to energize ourselves so that along with the power of science, we use the power of silence, which is spiritual power, in healing. What we are treating, since we do not have complete clarity about it, intuition power, spiritual power, is going to be a very powerful tool right now in the healing. And also, along with protecting ourselves physically, the need is to protect ourselves from the collective vibrations of fear and anxiety that have been created. Before COVID, most of us have lived our life believing that our mind is dependent on situations and people's behavior. How many times in the day we said, I'm angry because of so and so, and I'm upset because of something like that, I'm irritated because of this one. And every time we use this vocabulary, we were blaming our emotions on situations and people. This was a life of a victim, which said, nothing here is in my control. It all depends on situations and people. And so for me to be happy and calm and stable, the world outside needed to be perfect. This is what most of us believed. And that's why society at large has labeled stress, anxiety, hurt, anger, fear as normal. That's how we were living our life. We even started labeling depression as, okay, hota hai aajkal, it's normal. Negative, uncomfortable emotions got labeled as normal. And as we were living our life like that, here came this virus, which created a global vibration of fear and anxiety because everybody started saying, it's such a huge crisis. Fear and anxiety is normal. Uncertainty is normal. So when we all together started saying that, everybody, almost everyone on the planet using the same vocabulary, can we even visualize what will be the vibration of the planet right now? So right now we really need to take care to how to raise the vibration of the planet, because we all know the power of the mind in our healing. So for everyone's mind to be powerful, to create healing energy on the planet, to radiate healing energy to their body, will have an effect on their immunity system. And as a healer, the rest of us, most of us are locked down safe at home. But as a healer, because you are working in the crisis situation and you are interacting with people for whom that fear and anxiety is very normal right now, for you to get influenced by that fear and anxiety, chances are very high. And that's why. That is why. It's really important right now that we start taking care of our mind. You have a gear, that PPE, by which you protect yourself from the virus. But how do we protect ourselves from the vibration of the world, the vibration of the country, the vibration of our hospital, and the vibration of our family and people around us? Because as healers, we need healing energy. Healing energy which does not just protect us, but healing energy which empowers everyone who's working with you. The young doctors who are probably going through a crisis for the first time in their profession, the nurses, the sisters, everyone around you requires that healing power coming from you to them. And of course, the patients. The medicines will treat the body. Your vibrations will heal the mind. And powerful minds will start healing their bodies. So when we start taking care of our mind, first, we are protected. Second, we radiate that to people around that. And then we radiate that to patients. And that has an effect on their health. So today, together, we're only going to start practicing a new way of thinking and speaking. It's very important because our every thought has an influence on our feelings, our body, our environment, and people around us. In Hindi, it's a very beautiful line. Sankalp se siddhi. Thoughts manifest. Sankalp se srishti. The world is a creation of our thoughts. If we just take these two lines, sankalp se siddhi, thoughts manifest, sankalp se srishti, thoughts create our world, then we will take a lot of care of every thought we create. Every thought we create, every word we speak, is contributing to the collective consciousness of the world. Just for a few days, we will practice it, and within a week or so, it will become our natural way of thinking and speaking. The world will say fear and anxiety is normal. And then all our conversations are surrounded with that energy. We will change our conversations and we will say crisis is outside. But my mind is not dependent on situations. And we've all experienced this. Our mind is our choice. Even in the same situation, in the same crisis, four people respond differently. If there's a situation in a family of four, one person in the family will say, "Kitni badi baat hai, it's a crisis." Another person in the family says, "Baat to hai, it's a little problem." Third person in the family says, "Choti si baat hai, it's just a little situation." Fourth person in the family says, "Isme kya baat hai?" So same situation in a family of four will create four different responses, which is a proof that the mind is not dependent on situations. The mind has a choice of what to think, create, radiate out, and manifest. We are emotionally independent, which means our emotions are not dependent on situations. Throughout your medical practice of so many years, each one of you has seen the miracles that powerful minds can create. It's time to create miracles right now. There may have been cases which as a doctor you believed are complicated, but the power and the purpose of life of that patient create miracles. There may have been cases which you thought were very simple, but the stressed mind of the patient creates complications. You all know the effect of placebo. You all know the side effects people create only when they come to know all the side effects of a medicine. Power of the mind in healing. So really, it's the need of the hour to use that power of the mind in our healing. So we need to start using the power of the mind in our healing. And for that, we only need to take care of our mind. And first and foremost, repeat this to yourself many, many times in the day. I am emotionally independent. Crisis is outside. Calm is natural inside. It's my responsibility to be calm because my calm is healing energy. My faith is healing energy. I cannot afford to shift to a lower vibration frequency, which the world believes is normal. The more calm and peaceful I am, the more miracles I will create with my patients and with myself. just a few days of reminding ourselves that, and we will shift and we will rise above the collective vibration of the world. People around you could be at a lower vibration, and when you go higher up there, energy does not flow from lower to higher. So their vibrations of fear and anxiety will not reach you. But energy flows from here to there. So your stability, your calm and your power will reach them. In your presence itself, they will start feeling better. In your presence itself, your team will start feeling more secure and confident. And when together, everyone's feeling secure and confident and certain, then miracles start happening. So let's start changing our vocabulary. I am fearless. I'm confident. I'm secure. Whenever the mind creates a thought, every day I have to interact with so many patients. What if? Immediately, I have to change my thought and I create a blessing for myself. My body is perfect and healthy and will always be. Blessings, prayers, affirmations, which we have all used, but we used them for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Now, we will make blessings, prayers and affirmations our normal way of thinking and speaking. If few affirmations, few prayers said for a few minutes in a day could create magic, if our vocabulary becomes prayers, blessings and affirmations, then miracles will become a natural way of being. So if the mind says, what if this happens to me? Immediately, my body is perfect and healthy and will always be. If the mind creates a thought for the family, immediately, my family is protected by God's blessings. They are perfect and healthy and will always be. We're going to stop the mind from talking a negative conversation. Treat the mind like another person sitting next to you. And if another person says, what if this happens to me? Immediately you tell them, no, 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 you're perfect. Nothing is going to happen to you. The person will again say, but what if there are chances? Immediately you stop them. How we talk to other people, we need to talk to ourselves right now. So that within a few days, our mind understands that and starts talking only that language. And when we start talking that language, then we will be heard. We will be at the healing vibration. We will be at the magic vibration. And that will create a lot of positivity in everyone who's working with you and all your patients. Simple way to change our vocabulary. We will write a few affirmations today at the end of this program, which you will use daily, many times in the day. But a little protection that we need to take care right now for the next few months. Please protect yourself from media. Please. It's really not necessary for us to consume what's happening all over the world. Even if we need information, then just 5-10 minutes in the day, and that too only reading information, would be enough to update us with what's happening in the world. Medical information you need from the world, but statistics, how it's spreading, what's happening, talking that language through media, watching the emotions, this is not safe for anyone, but it's definitely not safe for a healthcare professional, because your aura has to be of purity and power. Cannot consume that content and deplete our aura. Your responsibility is just your area, your hospital. And you have to give your best energy to your hospital. So you cannot consume statistics and pain of the world right now, because that depletes the energy field. So let's protect ourselves from media and social media messages for some time. When we do not consume information, the mind remains protected. First thing in the morning, let's begin our morning with 30 minutes for ourselves. This will be protection. Like we all are washing our hands, wearing masks, we need to sanitize our mind on a daily basis, and for which we need to save 30 minutes first thing in the morning every day. This is like mandatory for all of us. first 30 minutes of the morning, let's start watching, reading, or listening positive content. This is where spirituality comes in. Positive content, content of faith, content of acceptance, content of calm, content of peace, content of stability, content of miracles in the healthcare industry. First thing in the morning, 30 minutes, because what we watch, read, listen is who we become. Emotional health is dependent on the diet, emotional diet we consume. And emotional diet is what we watch, read, listen. So 30 minutes to consume positive content. 15 minutes meditation. For those of us who've been meditating before, it's going to come very easy. For those who have not done it before, we can do it now. Even if we cannot meditate right now, we will just write a few affirmations and we will only repeat those affirmations. Just repeat those affirmations few times in the morning and visualize them. Within a few days, those affirmations will become natural way of thinking. So first thing in the morning and last thing in the night before going to sleep. We cannot afford to sleep without cleaning the mind. Because all the visuals that are there on the mind, all the emotions that were created during the day, all that we have on the mind about what we have to do the next day, if we don't silence the mind before we go to sleep, then the next 5-6 hours of sleep, only the body is sleeping. The mind has lots to think. And because that thinking may not be very right, may not be of the highest vibration, then we're not sending very good energy to the body. So just 15 minutes before sleeping, please disconnect from technology for 15 minutes. And 15 minutes, again, consume very, very positive content just before going to sleep. So that the last information that goes in there is very pure, very powerful. Whatever's on your mind of what's happened in the day would be nice to write it out. When we write out a diary, we write a letter to God. When we write it out, we're decluttering here. We are silencing it. We need to silence the mind before we go to sleep. Because the body is extremely fatigued, it's very easy to fall off to sleep. But if we fall off to sleep without silencing the mind, then the mind may not sleep during that 6 hours. And if the mind does not sleep, it won't be its best next morning. So keep those 15 minutes for yourself just before you go to sleep. Every morning, when you meditate for 15 minutes, have a personal conversation with God. A personal conversation. Praying, meditating, but then a personal conversation. Please share with Him everything that's happening in your life and in your hospital. Please tell Him about the doctors, tell Him about the nurses, tell Him about your patients. Please update Him about every patient who is under your care. And then surrender to Him and say, "You use me as your instrument. I have full faith that each one here is going to get healed. You use me as your instrument and you are going to guide me what I'm supposed to do with each one of them. I am your angel and I have full faith you will use me to heal each child of yours." Talk to God every morning and night using God's power, your own intuition power, and the power of silence is going to be a very, very magical tool in the healing right now. During the day, after every 1 or 2 hours, just take a break of 60 seconds. 60 seconds, even when it's just when you're having a glass of water. 60 seconds, pause and repeat your affirmation. Because it is not enough to do it only in the morning and the night. Because we are in a lot of vibrations around us. Just for 60 seconds, repeat the affirmation every 1 or 2 hours. And last, most important, our diet, what we eat. We all know, jaisa ann, vaisa man. We are what we eat. Jaisa pani, vaisi vani. The vibrations of water influence our words. So it's very important right now that we take care of the energy of the food we eat and the water we drink. What we consume will have to vibrate at the frequency of peace, faith, and security. Because there is a lot of fear and anxiety around us. So even the vibrations of water, the vibrations of fruit, vegetables, grains, it's not the best energy right now. We were all taught as children, pray before you eat. The whole idea of praying before we eat was to energize what we are eating, to cleanse if there's any other vibration, and to radiate God's energy into what we eat and what we drink, so that it's not just food, it's not water, it becomes prashad and amrit. That is what it will become. And when we eat prashad and amrit, the mind will be very calm and stable. This is not the time to have a non-vegetarian diet. So please experiment with a sattvic diet for some time, because a non-vegetarian diet already has vibrations of fear and anxiety of the animal in the slaughterhouse, anger, hurt, hatred, violence, death, fear. We cannot have the food which has those vibrations right now, not safe for us at all. Sattvic diet, food cooked at home, and food cooked with this pure energy. All of us in the kitchen, kitchen at home, kitchen at hospital. We could make it like a mandir, like a gurdwara, where in the kitchen, high energy words are playing for 24 hours throughout the day. High energy words like Om Mantra, chanting, any bhajans, anything that you like. Even the Brahma Kumaris centers can give you such beautiful songs in God's remembrance. If they're just playing in the hospital, in the kitchen, food and water, milk, tea, coffee, everything will be energized. In your house, first thing in the morning, please for an hour, 2 hours while you're at home, before you leave for work, play high energy words. Let it go on while you're getting ready, while the families get. Just play high energy words in the room where you are staying. It's time to flood ourselves with positivity. That's our protection. That's our security. And please take this mantra today. Sankalp se siddhi hai. Sankalp se srishti hai. Most of us have read the book Secret. We know about the law of attraction. Many of us have even experimented and experienced with it in our life. This is the time to do it globally together. Let's not talk about statistics and say, oh, this is how much is going to happen. Let's start saying, this is going to get over. Let's start saying, it's over, the virus is over, it's finished, it's gone. The more we will think like that, and globally if everyone starts thinking like that, it's going to go. So the affirmations will be for our mind, for our body, for our hospital, our patients and doctors, for our country and for our world. Simple affirmations. I am a powerful being. I am a peaceful being. I am emotionally independent. I am a fearless being. I vibrate at the highest frequency. My body is perfect and healthy and will always be. My body is perfect and healthy and will always be. My family is safe and secure. They are healthy and are safe and secure. Then come to your hospital, your team who's serving with you, all your patients and doctors who are not well, and bless them every hour. They are perfect and healthy and will always be. Very, very important affirmation, which we have to do many, many times in the day. God's power and blessings is a circle of energy around me. God's power and blessings is a circle of energy around me. Visualize a white light circle around you. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can enter into this circle and draw this circle for everyone. Everyone around you, just draw this circle in the mind many, many times. Everyone is safe and secure. And every day, at least once, draw this circle around the planet. God's power and blessings is an energy of white light around the planet. Each one on this planet is calm, body is perfect and healthy, the world is safe. When we start thinking and speaking like that, we are raising our vibrations and we are contributing towards raising the collective vibrations of the world. Collective vibrations of the world will become healing energy. Collective vibrations of the world will fight this crisis and finish it. But our responsibility to radiate this message to everyone working with us and to those whom we serve. And when everyone does it together, it's certain that it's going to happen. It is certain that it is going to happen. So along with the power of science, let's start using the power of the mind, the power of silence, spirituality, and God's energy. And when both come together, miracles become certain. Miracles become normal. Miracles not once in a while. Miracles every single day will become a normal way of being. And so important, protect yourself spiritually every day and carry that healing energy to your hospital. We will be doing the affirmations. Affirmation plus visualization is actually meditation. But because many of us have not learned meditation, so we will just call it as simple affirmations. We will do it every morning, night before going to sleep, for a minute, every hour or 2 hours, and definitely each time before eating and drinking. It takes only 20 seconds, only 20 seconds, but the results will be, it will be an experience when you start doing it. So just sit back, breathe in and breathe out 3 times to just relax your body. I am the master of this body. I am a divine being. Divinity is my personality. My every thought is pure, and my every word is a blessing. I am a powerful being. I vibrate at the highest frequency. I energize everyone around me. My body is perfect and healthy and will always be. I am God's instrument. I am God's angel. I surrender and allow God to use me to heal His children. I am God's angel, and I am certain He uses me to create miracles with His every child. God's power and blessings is a circle of white light around me. Please draw this circle around you. God's power and blessings is a circle of white light around me. This is my protection shield. This is my Suraksha Kavach. Nothing can enter into this circle. Nothing at all. I'm safe. I'm secure. God's power and blessings is a circle around my family and every member in my hospital and each one who is unwell right now. Please see them and draw a circle around them. God's power and blessings, a circle of white light around each one. They are calm and stable, fearless and confident. Their body is perfect and healthy. They are safe and protected. God's power and blessings, a circle of white light around the planet. Please see the planet and draw a circle of white light around it. Each one on the planet is safe, protected. My world is safe. That little thing which had entered into this world is finished. It's over. It's gone, never ever to come again. It's finished, over, gone forever. It's a beginning of a beautiful new world. God's powers and blessings to every soul who has moved forward on their journey. A new healthy body and a beautiful family. Blessings and love to them as they begin a new life with a beautiful destiny. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sister Shivani. It was indeed a great pleasure having you here with us. I would like to invite the next speaker for this evening. We have Dr. Prem Masand. Dr. Prem Masand passed his MD in the year 1979 from Medical College Indore and is working as a consultant radiation oncologist for more than 26 years. Presently, he's working as an honorary consultant in Global Hospital Research Center Mount Abu, the international headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris. He has traveled globally to empower and motivate individuals in all sectors of life. He's a much sought-out speaker and he has delivered more than 6,000 discourses across corporate houses, medical colleges, technology schools and whatnot. Today, we are lucky to have him with us and he will speak to us on the topic positive emotions. Key to wellness.
Health and wellness are two important factors to survive in this global changing world. To have a better health, we need lot of factors along with diet, exercise, personality, behavior, sleep. Other factor very important is emotional stress. Life means L-I-F-E. Look inside, fire externally. Other meaning is love inside, focus externally. If we love ourselves, our healing start. Healthy means heal thy. Heal thy means one can heal himself or herself. One third healing is natural and other is role of doctor and medicine is there. Ill means I lack love. So love play very important role in healing, unconditional love. Toxins are produced by diet, emotion and environment. If toxins remain longer in our body, they can do genetic mutation in our body. Two very important factors along with emotional stress is loneliness and being unloved. And if loneliness remains longer, can cause depression, which is becoming a very leading cause of death. Depression may become a major factor in causing death in future medical science. So we have to increase our adaptability. Adaptability means freedom from condition response. Medicine is a science and art. Science deals with diagnosis and treatment of disease. Art deals with personality of the patient who are coming to us and how we are interacting with them. Science is organized information in a systematic manner. Spirituality is organized life. Meditation is organized channelization and divinization of positive, powerful, purposeful thoughts. In our body, we have more than 50 trillion cells in the body. Each cell have voltage of 1.4 in plus and minus inside and outside. Two very important factors which increase our survival is good relationship and social connection. If we have a good relationship and very good connectivity and communication, we can survive better and we can live more than 100. That was one of the study. Another field which is becoming very important is psychoneuroimmunology. And another is epigenetic, PNI and epigenetic. As certain pathological organism affect particular system of the body, same way our emotion can affect particular systems of the body by biofeedback mechanism. We do have biological life and die mechanism within us. Peace of mind sends the body a life mechanism, while depression, fear, unresolved conflict give it to die mechanism. Dr. Candide Seipert, she was a mother of psychoneuroimmunology and goddess of neuroscience. She wrote more than 250 papers from USA. She said, and she wrote a very beautiful book, Molecules of Emotion. She said, since emotion runs every system in the body, do not underestimate their power to treat and heal. Neuropeptides are secreted throughout the body. 1% of disease is genetic, 99% is our lifestyle. The cell is constantly evolving in response to external stimuli. Genes are not our destiny. As per new field, epigenetics means control above the genes. Genes are constantly being remodeled in response to life experiences, nutrition, stresses. And emotion can modify those genes without changing their basic blueprint. Another very important circuit in our body is vagus nerve, which is called a oxytocin circuit. Vagus nerve supply various systems of the body. And vagus nerve is working good, then our immune system is good, regulate our inflammatory response, and our responses to external stresses is also very good. And how we can improve our vagus nerve is by love, care and giving. If we do one exercise every day, if we love ourselves every day, if I raise my right hand and tell myself, I love you, I love you, it modulates our vagus nerve in a better way. Whenever there is anxiety, our dopamine level, serotonin level, oxytocin level goes down. When depression is there, all three levels goes down. And when love is there, all three level, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin level goes up. And happiness is one of the natural tonic given to us by the God. So, truth of the matter is, living consciously, we can alter our genes and help our 50 trillion cells in the body to work for well-being. We can manipulate the way cell read out our genes and DNA. Emotion means energy in motion. Understanding and managing our emotion and emotion of other is called emotional intelligence. In this changing world, we are seeing our emotional brain, limbic system is working more compared to our higher brain, thinking brain, neocortex. Whenever there is imbalance between two, emotional problems come in our body. Normally, our thoughts control our emotion, but now we are observing our emotions are controlling our thoughts. Various emotions affect various systems of the body. Anger weakens our liver, grief weakens our lungs, worry weakens our stomach. The most negative statement, thoughts, emotions are, I am not good, I am worthless, I am not right, I will never make it up. Guilt, fear, hate, self, criticism, resentment, they are the various negative emotions which can cause various illness in the body. It has been said, suppression of emotion depress our immune system. CAD, coronary artery disease, is more common when we are lonely. Isolation is there, we are holding something. Cancer, when we are suppressing, there is no emotional outlet. Liver, anger and regret, stomach, upset, worries and irritation. So these are various factors which can initiate mutation of the genes. I cannot say that they are the primary cause, but they can trigger our various negative mechanism in the body. So first thing is, we don't have to complicate our life. We have to simplify our life. Whenever we want to call somebody, call it. Whenever you want to ask question, ask the question. Communicate so that our inner emotional level become very good. In one of the book, Dr. Maxwell, Psycho-Cybernetics, he was a plastic surgeon in USA. And he used to do surgeries for young girls who had disfigurement. And they used to think, I am ugly. So he saw very beautiful phenomena. Even after surgery, correcting their disfigurement, out of 100, 90 used to feel good. But 10 still used to feel that I am ugly, I am not good. Then he went very deeply to their mental picture, and then he come out, without correcting the mental picture, we cannot give total wellness to people. Another very beautiful example given by Norman Cousin, a journalist from USA, went to Russia. And he had a stress due to their work schedule, and he acquired ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disorder. Then he went to doctor. Doctor say not much can be done. Then he started watching Lauren Hardy, Charlie Chaplin, and he started laughing for 45 minutes every day. And his illness become, within 3 months his illness gone. Then he wrote the book Anatomy of Illness, which become world famous. In that book he wrote positive emotions, love, hope, faith, laughter, confidence give us better result, better healing. So humor is an internal jogging. Exercise is a external jogging. Sometime good music, positive music also play a very good part in healing also. In one of the study, they saw cat patient walking with a dog. They had healing faster. What was the factor in that? Whenever they are walking with the dog, they are talking with the dog. And dog is listening. When we are talking to human being, they are not listening and they are answering back. So they were comfortable with the dog and their stress level gone down and they had healing faster. So listening is a very important healing factor. But nowadays we know we human beings make the greatest mistake we human make in our relationship. We listen half, understand quarter, think zero and react double. So love and fear, they are two important emotions which governs our life. Love is a healing emotion. If fear is dominant, our healing become less and less, because fear means false evidence appearing real. And whenever fear is dominant, our blood supply goes to lower limbs and our GIT and brain, they are not getting enough blood supply, oxygen. So healing become less. So whenever fear is there, normal amount of fear is okay. But whenever fear become dominant, it gives, we have to overcome that fear. I remember Dr. Abdul Kalam ji, 3 words he has given very beautifully. Fail means first attempt in learning. No means next opportunity. End means effort never dies. So always in the morning when we wake up, we tell ourselves that I am the best. Today is a good day. God is with me and I will do best. So how to convert our negative emotion to positive? One method is write down your negative emotion on the paper. Check it. Where I am wrong, why they are coming in my mind, and then replace them with positive. Improve your self-worth. I will say improving the self-worth is very important to overcome our negative emotion. Another factor, another method is CRAFT. C-R-A-F-T. C-R-A-F-T means C, cancel. Whenever negative thought is coming in my mind, I will say cancel. R, replace it by positive thought. If I am getting anger, I will replace it by I am peaceful, I am loveful. A. Affirm that positive statement again and again. F. Focus on that positive statement 4 times, 5 times a day. And T. Train your mind for a longer period so that my mind becomes totally positive. Another very important factor is HRR. H means happiness, R means resilience, and R means resources. Whatever resource is given to me by God, I have to explore it and use it in my life. As a beautiful actor, I accept myself and I play my part in a better way. Meditation is one of the very beautiful methods to change our negative profile into positive profile. Because our mind doesn't differentiate between fact and fiction. Human nervous system is so complex that a person can make himself or herself happy or miserable regardless of what is happening outside, simply by changing his consciousness. So consciousness can be thought of as intentionally ordered information. We can manipulate our nervous system by questioning, challenging and disputing. And we can unlearn our negative programs and we can learn our new program consciously. Conscious unlearning of old and conscious learning and rehearsaling of new program can create a positive profile in our mind. So in the end, I will say, nothing is permanent in this world, even our problem. The most difficult phase of life is not when no one is understanding you. It is when you don't understand yourself. So let us do 1 minute of meditation. Relax yourself. Sit in your consciousness between 2 eyebrows. I am a beautiful energy sitting between 2 eyebrows. I am receiving positive energy, healing energy from Supreme. I am allowing this positive energy to flow to various systems of the body, to various organs of the body, to all the cells of the body. I am feeling healing is taking place in my body. My positive energy, healing energy is flowing. My blood pressure is normal. Heartbeat normal. Cholesterol normal. Blood sugar normal. Come back to central point of consciousness and feel my negative profile is getting replaced by positive profile of love, peace, happiness. I am a beautiful actor playing my part, accepting myself, accepting the others, sending healing vibration to whole universe. I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Prem. It is indeed a delight to have you with us. And as we always know, that you have this unique flavor of bringing in humor, even in terms of spirituality. And that what makes it spirituality more approachable and more easy to understand. Thank you so much for joining us. We have heard from so many speakers in this session. But now it is also time to experience those things that we have heard. And to experience is a great power. And we have an experienced meditation teacher who is going to guide us through this experience. Our next speaker for this session is Brahma Kumari Sister Usha. Brahma Kumari Sister Usha is a senior Raj Yoga teacher and management trainer of the Brahma Kumaris. She is based out at their global headquarters in Mount Abu. She is in fact the practical example of applied spirituality. She dedicated herself to the work of the Brahma Kumaris in the year 1980. She has been invited by many industrial groups of India to impart systematic self-management courses for high-ranking executives and management staff. Some of them are General Electric Hong Kong, Thyrion Company in Thailand, Pan Edible Oils Malaysia, DRDO, Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited, IFCO, ONGC, Steel Authority of India, GAIL, and many more. Her lectures are shown on Sony Channel, Zee Jagran, Sanskar, Sadhana TV, and on various city cables. She has published a book called Self-Management and Leadership. We are indeed fortunate to have her with us. She will make us experience peace by a very beautiful meditation commentary on peace. Sister Usha.
Om Shanti and greetings of peace to everyone. Today, we shall be seeing what is peace. And in order to understand peace, there is a beautiful story that I am reminded of. Once upon a time, there was a king. And he wanted to have a picture on peace. So he called all the artists from far and wide and asked them to paint a picture on peace. Everybody were in their own imaginations and they started painting peace. Finally, the day came when the king was asked to see all the pictures and give a prize to the one who has actually painted peace. The king went around seeing all the pictures and finally he selected two pictures. The first picture which he selected was that there was a beautiful lake where the water was completely still. Around the lake there were mountains covered with snow tops, clouds, a clear sky with some clouds here and there. And the image was reflected in the lake. A beautiful scenic picture on really what is peace. Everyone thought this is the best picture, which will be awarded the first prize. But the king selected the second picture, and the second picture was that there was a very stormy night with a full moon, but dark clouds thundering and a big waterfall which was falling down at a great speed. Lot of noise was created and the lightning was striking. It was a very stormy, thundering night. And below the waterfall, halfway, there was a small cave. And inside the cave, there was a bird sitting peacefully with its children. No fear, nothing to be afraid of, peacefully sitting there, calmly watching the stormy night. And the king selected this picture as first prize. And then he explained, when everything is fine, and you say it is peaceful, that is not real peace. But when we are surrounded by all the situations from different parts coming to us, as if lightning striking us and the thunders of the storm, and the noisy, rattling sound of the waterfall. But if I can be peaceful amidst all these different sounds, situations, nature, if I can be peaceful like the bird, that is real peace. So today, if we see our lives, we are constantly surrounded by so many situations, stresses, so many problems. But amidst all of this, can I really be peaceful? And where can I find such peace? Do I have to go somewhere? Do I have to go on a mountain top, where the nature is completely silent? Should I go by a seaside where I'm all alone, no one with me? No, that is not peace. Because we won't stay there forever. Human beings are social animals. And so, what type of peace we want to have is, let me stay amidst the society with my friends and relatives, with my near and dear ones. But still, although there are problems, although there are situations, although there are stresses around me, but still I can be peaceful. And for that, I need to know what my true nature is. My true nature, my transcendental nature is peace. Just as everything has its own nature. If we see the nature of water, it's cool. If we see the nature of fire, it is heat. You take up some water in a pan and put it over the fire. Let it boil. It is boiling at a high temperature, and suddenly there is a small fire, a place that has caught fire near you, and you have no other means to put out that fire. Just that pan which is full of water, boiling water. And if you put that boiling water over the fire, it will put out the fire. We cannot say the water is boiling, so if I put this boiling water in the fire, it is going to erupt the fire. No. The original nature of water is coolness. So the moment I put that boiling water also over that fire, it is going to put out that fire. That is the nature of water. Similarly, what is my nature, my true transcendental nature? My true transcendental nature is also peace. Sometimes people feel, but I am a very angry person. I just can't be at peace. But how many hours in a day do we get angry? 2 hours, 4 hours, not more than that? Rest of the time, what is your state? Peaceful. And where are we comfortable? When we are angry, are we comfortable? Or when we are at peace, we are comfortable? Naturally, it is said when we are at peace with ourselves also, we are comfortable. No one would ever say, after getting angry, I feel so comfortable. Because when we are in our natural nature, we always feel comfortable there. So that is my true transcendental nature. Now, understanding this, now let me generate some vibrations of peace around me. And it is said, as you think, so you become. You are what you think. So let us generate some peaceful thoughts and experience that peace within. So for a few moments, let us turn our attention from all the surroundings and focus on the inner being in the center of the forehead as a sparkling star. With my mind's eye, I visualize myself as a beautiful, radiant light. This body is just a costume that I have put on to play my role in this world drama. But I am the master of all the senses. I am beyond this body and bodily senses. Slowly and gradually, I take my mind on a journey to my real self. And as I visualize my true self, a point of light, a divine light, a spiritual energy, I realize that my true nature is peaceful. I am a peaceful being. I am the embodiment of light. Slowly and gradually, my thoughts are calming down. My mind is becoming silent and I can feel the peaceful vibrations around me. There is true happiness in being peaceful. I constantly radiate the vibrations of lightness. I can feel the vibrations of bliss around me in this peaceful state. I understand that when I am with myself, I feel so relaxed. Slowly and gradually, I visualize the Supreme Being who is also the source of all spiritual powers, just as I am a divine light. My Supreme Father is the source of all divinity, constantly radiating the divine light and might. When I connect my mind with the Supreme Energy, I can feel the spiritual energy feel so relaxed, and I recharge myself with the spiritual energy from the Supreme. He is my true father, my mother. I can feel this canopy of love. He is the one who truly loves me, and I am so fortunate to be beside him. I receive his powers and blessings. I am a fortunate soul. My Father, who is the ocean of peace, and his vibrations of peace engulf me. I can feel so protected and being in his company, I'm charged with that spiritual energy. I feel so relaxed, recharged, and completely regenerated from within. I completely transform myself, regenerate myself from within, and I feel so empowered with this spiritual power. Slowly and gradually, I get enlightened as I realize my true form, my transcendental nature. And now, it is time for me to radiate those vibrations around me. My positive energy is constantly radiating in all directions, and gradually I can feel the aura of light and might around me. I allow these vibrations to reach out to every soul. My good feelings, good wishes, and positive vibrations charge the nature and all the souls who come in my contact. They are also blessed with this positive energy. Slowly and gradually, I turn my attention back to the physical self. And throughout the day, let me constantly radiate this positive energy to all those who come in contact with me. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sister Usha, for that beautiful experience of meditation. And I believe all of you friends who are watching this would also have experienced a great sense of inner calmness. And it is the magic of meditation that brings us all there. Thank you once again, Sister Usha, for bringing us to this experience. Friends, when we talk about spirituality and its application, many of us wonder, where do we stand in the medical world? We all understand there are several diseases that we are working on. There is an ongoing research that is happening. We all heard that there are diseases that are impacted by how we think. Our lifestyles, our stress patterns define what happens in our body as well. Our next speaker is also going to talk about one of the raging diseases that the world faces today, diabetes. In countries like China and India, this disease has become an epidemic. What do you think is the connection between stress and diabetes? To talk about this, we have Dr. Shriman Sahu. Dr. Shriman Sahu works as consultant diabetologist at Global Hospital Research Center, Mount Abu. He's the project director of HAD, Holistic Approach to Diabetes. He's an MBBS from Sambalpur University, Odisha, and DA from Bombay University. He also holds Master and Diploma in Diabetology from Annamalai University, Tamil Nadu. He has conducted more than 200 programs in India and abroad to create awareness about diabetes and lifestyle diseases. His talks are regularly broadcast on PMTV and Awakening Channel to promote awareness about diabetes, and millions of people are taking its benefit all over the world. We are indeed honored to have Dr. Srimanth with us. Over to you, Dr. Srimanth.
Om Shanti. Dear doctors, dear health workers, you are most welcome to the Mind Body Medicine Conference organized by Medical Wing Brahma Kumaris. Today we will discuss about a very important topic, stress and diabetes. Diabetes, all of us we know that it is a major epidemic and pandemic, and it is a major killer, but it is a slow and silent disease. And stress is a major contributor for this. Unless we manage stress, it is very difficult to manage diabetes. But regarding stress management, we know most of us, our doctors, our colleagues, they are stressful. So, think about the patients. For stress management, meditation is the only medication I can share you. Today I will talk about the interrelation between stress and diabetes and how meditation is a very important effective tool to manage diabetes. In Brahma Kumaris, we have conducted many camps and we have started a project, Diamond Project for Diabetes Management. And in those camps, the patients, those who came, we taught Raj Yoga meditation. And the result we saw, it is really eye-opening. So I'll share all my experiences through this PowerPoint presentation. So please go through this slide. You will understand everything.
The mind-body medicine approach to diabetes. Stress-free living in diabetes. It is a presentation by me. I am a diabetologist in Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. Diabetes mellitus, the disease burden, global and Indian scenario. All of us we know in 2019, China was the highest amongst all the countries. It had 116.4 million of diabetic patient, and the second highest was India, 77 million. And it is the global prediction by International Diabetes Federation that by 2045, India will have 134.2 million of diabetes patients. So, just imagine how it is rapidly increasing type 2 diabetes, an ever-growing pandemic. So, stress is diabetogenic. Diabetes, all of us we know, it is a multifactorial disorder. There are so many factors causing diabetes. Obesity, sedentary lifestyle, unhealthy food habits, chemicals, pesticides, urbanization and genetic factors. These are some well-known causes that are responsible for diabetes. But stress is a potential contributor to chronic hyperglycemia and diabetes. So stress is diabetogenic. Stress stimulates the release of various hormones like epinephrine, acetylcholine, histamine and 5-hydroxytryptamine, which can result in elevated blood glucose levels. And diabetes also causes stress. Stress is responsible for diabetes, causation of diabetes, and diabetes, again, it causes stress. Majority of people experience stress when they are diagnosed as diabetic for the first time. And initially, they do not consult physicians and try to adopt all the alternative measures they know or come across. After 5 years, when they develop complications due to chronic hyperglycemia, they remain stressful for the entire life. So stress is a major contributor, and stress, what is stress? Stress is our body's response to pressures from a situation or event in life. Stress can be defined as the degree to which you feel overwhelmed or unable to cope as a result of pressures that are unmanageable. So whenever there is some situation in life or some events in life, unexpected, at that time the feelings we have, it is called stress. So stress is a state of mental or emotional strain, disharmony during adverse situations in life. And whenever a person feels that he is unable to cope up with a situation in front of him, he does not have enough resources to tackle the problem that has come. He creates negative or wasteful thoughts which affect not only his mind, but also his body, family, society and everything. And feeling overwhelming stress for a long period of time is often called chronic stress and long-term stress. And it can impact on both physical and mental health. Although this is of adaptive importance in a healthy organism, stress, it is God-given. People say, it is a natural phenomenon. Whenever there is some difficult situation come, immediately there is stress response created in the body. So it is a adaptive importance in the healthy organism. But in diabetes, as a result of the relative or absolute lack of insulin, stress-induced increases in glucose cannot be metabolized properly. So, furthermore, the regulation of these stress hormones may be abnormal in diabetes patients. For a normal patient, it is all things become normal within a short period of time, but in a diabetes patient, because he has the defect in the glucose metabolism, because stress induces the glucose surge in our blood circulation, it cannot be managed. So, when there is difficult situation in life, we know we have different types of thoughts. Some people create positive thoughts, some people create negative thoughts in the life. So, whenever there is negative thoughts in our mind, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis response is there. So, stress hormones are released. Epinephrine, acetylcholine, histamine, 5-hydroxytryptamine. Then there is sympathetic dominance, there is fight and flight response, then feeling weak, lethargy, sad, and these causes diseases like coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, cancer, etc. But whenever there is positive thoughts in our mind, the brain cells are stimulated, then neurotransmitters at the nerve endings are secreted like serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, and there is parasympathetic dominance. And there is release of norepinephrine and nitric oxide. So, because the feeling of well-being, a sense of well-being, euphoria, and people become healthy. So, positive thoughts make us healthy, whereas negative thoughts, they lead to diseases. And whenever there are negative thoughts, they have direct relationship with our emotions and behavior. Our emotions affect the thoughts affect the emotion, the negative thoughts, they impact our behavior also. Positive thought also impact, our thoughts directly have relationship with the emotions and behavior. Whenever there is different difficult situation in the life and the people, they develop negative thoughts in the mind, what happens? They become sad, they become isolated, they become fearful, there is cover heart, they become agitated, and accordingly the behavior changes. Some people resort to smoking, alcohol, drugs, and there will be lack of exercise, change of the food habit, excess of tea and coffee, and poor drug adherence. So, the end result is negative impact on the health. So, the negative impact on the health due to negative emotions and behavior, both physical and mental health can be affected. And when there is negative emotions, I told the symptoms will be, according to the negative emotions, sad, isolated, fearful, ghabraat, people develop acidity, then hyperacidity, headache, insomnia, palpitation and chest pain. And there are few signs also we can notice, there will be rise in the blood pressure, rise in the heart rate, blood sugar, there will be increase in urinary frequency, increase in bowel movements, there is increase in sweating also. And these diseases, again, they lead to diseases like hypertension, stroke, coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus, cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, migraine, etc. And the mental diseases like anxiety, depression, panic attacks, phobias and bipolar disorders. So negative impact on the health, the stress has because of negative emotions and behavior. Look at cause the physical disease and the mental disease. So how stress increases the risk of diabetes? Stress is associated with unhealthy lifestyle. Whenever there is a patient is stressful, there is lack of physical activity, unhealthy diet, smoking, alcohol abuse and sleep disturbances, and it may also reduce natural immunity. Now, how to manage stress? Now we could understand that the stress leads to diabetes and diabetes also causes stress. So how to manage stress? Before that, why to manage stress? To prevent diabetes, to prevent the complications of dysglycemia. And how to manage stress? We cannot change the challenges or situation in life. Whenever there will be some adverse situation in the life, we develop stress. That situation, it is not on our head. We cannot change all the situation in the life. Anything may happen. But at least we have to build up our resilience to face or tackle. We can empower ourselves so that we can face the challenges in life. So how to build up the resilience? Empowering the mind with positive thoughts via yoga meditation, changing the lifestyle. Means going to bed early and getting up early in the morning. It is seen, well proved also by science, that from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., those who remain awake, their stress hormones, they surge in the body. And they lead to various diseases like hypertension, heart disease and diabetes. So this is the period to sleep. So we should go to bed very early in the night by 10 p.m. and get up early in the morning. So in India also, we have been listening this proverb since childhood, that early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy ways. So this change in lifestyle we have to do. Then doing regular holistic exercise, because with exercise also the endorphins in the brain, they are secreted and they bring about this sense of well-being. And our body weight is also well managed. The muscles tissue, they develop, and muscles mass develop. We lose the adipose tissue. So these blood sugar control is there, we see. Those who regular do exercise. And eating balanced and vegetarian diet and quitting tobacco and alcohol. So these lifestyle changes we have to do. So, regarding meditation, the lifestyle modification, we have to teach the patients that you do all these changes in the life, but regarding meditation, it is a very effective tool. We have to teach them what is meditation. Meditation is not nothing new. It is the oldest and most effective way to quieting the mind, release past thoughts, transform the quality of our thinking, and begin the healing of our heart from inside out. And meditation is an art of positive thinking. Rajyoga meditation is realizing the self as a soul, a conscious being, a conscious energy, and remembering the sweetest father, supreme soul, God. Because God is loveful, is the ocean of all good virtues. When you remember him, then you create positive thoughts. So Rajyoga meditation is forgetting the body, remembering that we are constant point of light, a soul, and remembering the sweetest father, supreme soul. What is Rajyoga meditation? Rajyoga meditation is the science of thought management. Rajyoga is an art of empowering the mind by positive thinking. Rajyoga teaches visualization and concentration of our thoughts. A positive mind, Rajyoga, when we practice regularly, we create positive mind. And a positive mind is our true friend, true mate. The mind power, it has memory, attitude, thoughts and emotion. Depending upon our past knowledge and experience, we have memory. And according to the memory, we have a different attitude in our life, whether positive or negative. Then according to the memory also, we create thoughts. And according to the thoughts, then our emotions also change. If all these memory, attitude, thoughts and emotions, they become negative, they kill us. a person commits suicides. Why he commits suicide? Because he has positive thoughts? No, no. He develops negative thoughts in the mind, that's why he kills himself. Nobody kills himself. So, negative thoughts are killers, whereas the positive thoughts, they heal. There is healing inside. So, a positive mind is powerful, purposeful and creative, whereas a negative mind is devastating, devitalizing and destructive. So, when somebody practices regularly Raja Yoga meditation, he understands the self, who is he, from where he has come to this earth, and what is his responsibilities, how to live very peacefully. He realizes also his potential and ability to face challenges and release from tension. Because he creates constantly positive thoughts, then his tensions are released, then he becomes free from all anxiety and fear, and it calms the mind and body as well. And who can practice Raja Yoga? Everyone in this world can practice Raja Yoga, no matter what the background is, gender, age, nationality, culture, religion, language, social status, wealth, profession, and the present state of being. None of these matter. And you just need to make the choice to listen to your inner voice. So, Raja Yoga meditation is a very effective tool through medical wing of Brahma Kumaris. We 2 years back started a project called Diamond Project for Diabetes Management. In this project, through lifestyle modification, right medication and Raja Yoga meditation, we organize many camps and with spouse, with family members, we invited patients. And in our spiritual complex, there is no hospital, there is no nurses, no doctors, nothing. We kept them in this spiritual campus. We changed their lifestyle and we taught them meditation. And the result we saw, it was really eye-opener for us. And that's why we started a research project with Bhavnagar Medical College in Bhavnagar and Nadiad. We again 140 patients we took with their spouse and we conducted the project for 1 year. And their sugar was never controlled. The HbA1c was 17, 16 like that. The glucometer was never showing the blood sugar reading. It was high. And with such patients, we kept them in a spiritual atmosphere. We taught them Raja Yoga meditation, holistic exercise. We changed their lifestyle. And within 5 days only, their all blood sugar became normal. And we followed them up for about 1 year. And we saw the decrease in their HbA1c. Almost 80-90% patient there, those who sincerely followed the program and the meditation and exercise and diet, whatever we taught, their HbA1c reduction was there. But those who did not follow properly, naturally the result will be not there. So more than 95% patients, their blood sugar was well controlled, their body weight was also became normal, and we saw the beautiful result out of that. And we have sent for publication, soon it will be published. So it is our experience that Raja Yoga meditation is a very effective tool for stress management. And when stress is controlled, because majority of the diabetes patient, they become stressful. So unless we manage stress, diabetes is never going to be controlled.
So thank you very much. Now you could understand that to control diabetes or manage diabetes, we have to manage stress also. And for stress, meditation is the only way, because meditation manages the thoughts. And unless we manage the thought, the stress is not going to be relieved. So Raja Yoga meditation is a very effective tool for stress management. And with Raja Yoga meditation, when we manage stress, then diabetes can be also well controlled. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Srimant. It was indeed a pleasure having you here. And I'm pretty sure that by now many of our friends have a fair idea about how stress and diabetes are connected. Thank you so much once again. That's all for this session of this special e-conference of Mind Body Medicine Conference. We will see you again in the next session. Until then, take care.
श्वेत व्यक्तित्व से भरपूर शांतिदूत गुलजार दादी जी के लिए कहूंगी